Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Feminized Husband with My Estrogen Pills Part 5, written by Janet L. Stickney. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing and check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. I didn't know what it meant, so I looked it up at a website. I've known for the last 3 months and decided that if this is what it takes to keep you happy, make myself happy, and keep us from fighting, then so be it. I give up. I'm a girl for you whenever, however you want me, or just for myself if you'll have me this way. My whole being feels so comfortable this way. If I thought I could get away with it, I would go into work as Joanna. I'd just go ahead and be Joanna. And the funny thing is, it doesn't seem to be all about the clothing anymore, although I still get off on it. And that, I just don't understand. In fact, that part is rather scary because I think it may be getting sexual as well. I mean, when I get all dressed to kill in a clingy dress and sexy pumps and my makeup just so, it's just like, well, it's my clothes. It's just the way we dress, you know? Like you said, I enjoy being a girl and the clothing is the icing on the cake. Does that make any sense and meet with your approval? And if not, how can I turn back now? Oh, Joanna, I just don't know what to say. You have been so sweet through all of this strangeness, and I love you so much. I never imagined you would take to it like a duck to water. I don't want you to be hurt in any way. I'm not hurt, Karen. Different, certainly, but not hurt. In fact, I don't think I have ever felt better physically or emotionally than I do right now. I guess I'm not much of a husband anymore, but maybe I really should have been a girl. I love it. I've begun to feel as though you've helped to give me a great gift, helping me to release a spirit I didn't even know was in me. This isn't the fulfillment of a lifelong dream, but I can't put into words just how much I really enjoy the way my tranquilizers have made me look and feel. I always thought I lusted after women, and here I find that maybe I was lusting after becoming one. Really, Joanna? Becoming one? I don't know anymore, Karen. I just don't know. Maybe. Boy, that was something I hadn't counted on at all, she thought. Still, I sure enjoy what she does to me. Maybe I'd enjoy doing the same to her. So tell me, Karen, I know the how now, but what about the why? All right, she said, you have a right to know. You were okay in school, but when you got out into the work environment, I think the pressure got to you. You probably didn't even know it, but you were really coming home stressed out and giving me a very hard time. Remember what you said when I called you a 5-minute wonder? Vaguely. You said that you would do anything to improve the situation, remember? Oh yeah, and I told you to look into it. And I did, with an old and trusted friend. I took you at your word. She arranged for your special vitamins, and we had some good loving after about a month as they calmed you. And then I noticed you sitting on the bed, as you had been doing, watching me put on my makeup, only you were not watching. You were studying how I was doing it. It was obvious. I then wondered if you were having some inclinations toward freeing up some of your own feminine side. We all have both, you know. You were being mellowed out by the therapy. That's when I decided to neglect the washing, and you accepted my offer of soft silks and satin, and obviously liked it. I thought that would be the end of it, but then your bumps began to grow, and you weren't really complaining or asking to go to the doctor about it. You seemed comfortable with your image in satin and high-heeled slippers in the mirror, and it was cute watching you grow and change. You were accepting the changes in your body and wanting more and more feminine clothing, and slowly began to wear it to work and in front of me without fear or embarrassment. Your innate femininity was finding an outlet for expression. All men have some. They just won't let it loose. Remember when I put your hair up with a little lipstick and you went to bed that way? Yes, of course. And you got wise to the vitamins and still kept quiet for 3 more months. You liked the changes. No need denying it, right? Well, on the one hand, that old job stress is gone, but on the other, I don't quite know where I belong anymore. I'm confused. I love the way I look when I am dressed as a girl, but I can't let Joanna be fully realized and go to work that way, can I? Cheryl would really get a kick out of it, though, I'll bet. She's been really sweet to me since I began to dress. Well, you know, the way I dress. She keeps trying to get me to escalate my femme side, but I don't want to get fired when I'm over halfway through this job. Besides, we need the income. Well, what do you feel comfortable with? What you are wearing to work is 100% ladies' wear right down to your tasseled loafers. If you can leave it at that for this job, where we go from here is strictly up to you. I never in my wildest dreams thought you would allow this to come this far, but you have. I like you soft and pretty better than I did hard and stressed. You are healthier now, and that is more important than how you dress. Just give it some serious thought, and we will talk about it again later. While his curves had been increasing, his manhood had been shrinking steadily back to his prepubescent days, but they could still manage, after a fashion. Actually, more in a girl fashion, and we all know that is a mouthy situation. When push came to shove, Joanna had been totally chemically castrated, and Joe didn't need to worry about revealing himself while dressed girlishly. Now, only a minor amount of sterile seminal fluid came out during climax after climax after climax. This was fun! Over the next couple months, Karen tried to cover everything she could about the acquired behaviors of femininity during their tutoring sessions. Joanna had a good 10 years of catching up to do. She schooled Joanna in how to walk, talk, and use girl words, gesture, stand, sit, bend over from the knees, eat and move gracefully, and how to chat girl talk about clothes and hair and men and periods and laundering undies. She even did some babysitting so Joanna could get used to dealing with diapers and messes and handling babies and young children as a woman. She taught her everything she knew about makeup and hair, and they practiced almost every day with Joanna in charge of Joe's body. Joanna's wardrobe of everything feminine had tripled. She never wore a stitch of real boy clothes to work anymore. Hadn't for some time. By the time 8 months had rolled around, they were both getting a little excited to see if he could pass in the real world. It was high time to try, because Joanna just couldn't hide herself at work anymore, and the whole place was buzzing anyway. The sports bra was a joke now, as her suit coats hung straight down from her bosom as with any female. And buttoning a coat, well, that was out of the question, as it only made her figure more alluring and so definitely curvy and female. She'd made some really good girlfriends by that time, though. Being an independent contractor, she didn't have to worry about promotions because there wouldn't be any. So they decided to take a chance. Karen called up the job and told Joe's boss that he couldn't come in today, and could they send his sister instead? Does she know computers? Just as well as Joe. Well then, I don't see why not. That night, they went to the mall and had Joanna's ears pierced twice. And so Joanna went to work that day in a light gray business suit with white blouse and gray mid-heeled suede pumps, her hair done up in cascading curls falling over little golden hoop earrings and studs. The whole office applauded because they knew, of course, just who Joanna was. But the next day, Joey was back at work but wearing that cute blouse of Cheryl's again and just little studs in his ears. However, he did have on a pair of black flats with his green lady slacks and some mauve-colored lip gloss by CoverGirl. Laura, his boss, told him he looked nice. She was the only one that said anything about it. Joe really thought he went out on a limb with that move, but just couldn't resist the temptation to try it.
No problem.
Brandy just cooed all over her new girlfriend. To put a new spin on an old cigarette ad phrase, Joanna had become so round, so firm, so fully packed and easy on the eyes. Karen had always thought that Joe had a little natural androgyny going, and his attitude about not wanting to cut his hair just added fuel to the idea. Not cutting the hair surely had paid off for Joanna, if not for Joe. Joe's hair was down to his shoulder blades and was in very good condition and now very thick. They had decided to perm his hair to take up some of the length, but it only made him look more like Joanna. The hormones had refined his skin and hair, adding softness and curves to his now even more slender 132-pound body, which got a workout every day, and those hairs never did return to his chest. He had run a little track in high school, and his well-defined calves looked great in hose, heels, and a skirt. It was another Thursday, and Joyce had stopped by on the way home to see how things were coming along. She really hadn't seen the results of Joe's therapy and was anxious to hear all about it, although she and Karen had talked on the phone several times about the welcome attitude adjustment during the first couple months. They had not talked since he really began to blossom. She didn't know how Joyce was going to react to actually seeing Joe Joanna. Joe was still at work, and it would be at least an hour before he got home, so they had a little time to talk. Where did you ever get the idea for the hormones, Joyce? How do you think I got Tom under control? Karen's eyebrows went up as she exclaimed, You mean that Tom is also... and her voice trailed off as she sank back into her chair in disbelief and shock. Joyce replied, "Sure, for the last 18 months, only more so, he has been a perfect little darling, or rather, I should say she has. Well, not so much at first, but then by now, you know how that goes." "I'm beginning to get the picture," Karen replied. "But why?" "So I guess that cat is out, I may as well tell you my side of this little escapade. You see, Tom, unlike Joe, was being perfectly horrid to me, a real jerk, abusing me verbally and physically, and one night he slapped me really hard when I refused to do something he wanted in bed. I wanted to get even, and one night I was lying there in bed musing about how to do it, and the idea struck me like a thunderbolt. Why not give him a real attitude adjustment and show him how it felt to feel weak and vulnerable like a woman? And right then, I decided to turn him into one of us. So, devilish little me got on the phone with Barbara and we cooked up the whole scheme, and then later she threw in another ingredient or two into the pot after things were well along. This wasn't going to be a minor fix-up like you were looking to do with Joe. I was definitely going all the way. I knew it would work just as well with Joe. How is he, by the way? "Oh, he's fine, really fine," replied Karen with a peculiar grin. "Well, I was really ticked and was looking for revenge. I still loved him and didn't want a divorce, so I went to Barbara and told her what I had in mind, and she said it would serve the little twit right for abusing me and wrote me out a prescription and told me how to use it for maximum effect. She gave me all the Premarin and progesterone and spironolactone I could ever use with indefinite refills for a year, which is what you also have now. Tom, or rather Terry, is on her second year. Of course, I had to get Tom to take them. So I told Tom they were those new DHEA tablets and would boost his testosterone, and he began to swallow them like popcorn, and I had him up to 8 a day in about 2 months. Well, pretty soon, he wasn't the cocky little rooster he'd been, lying around, never helping me with the house or yard or anything else, vegging out watching football games while I slaved away, and his body and mind began to change. He mellowed a lot. Our hormones do have a lot to do with how we think and respond, you know. We couldn't give him shots without his consent, but that too was worked out because as he began losing muscle and strength, he was looking for an energy boost, and the doctor suggested that maybe he needed B12 shots. He soon was taking B12 shots every week as well. Of course, then I had him cut back on the DHEA to only 2 a day, because the B12 was really estradiol combined with spironolactone that I put some red food coloring in. Now, at 112 years down the road, she has been completely chemically castrated and the boy stuff has virtually disappeared. I mean, a light control panty and no one would even guess, even if some guy slipped his hand up there. And she can wear a bikini swimsuit without worry. The other day, I almost let his new name slip out. "Honey, I want to tell you, I was really enjoying this. He became more reasonable and even started to help me some, and soon I had an apron on him, and he was helping me with the housework and really getting into it, and began wanting to dress the part of the housewife, so I let him. He was into a 36A in just the first 2 months. By the time the third month rolled around, he was wearing a B cup, and he was thumbing through my issues of Cosmo and Woman's Day, and we suddenly were in conversations talking about what he thought about this or that article, or dress and shoes or jewelry, hairstyles, and so on. The real key to my success was what was going on in bed. No, not sex, but what was happening while Terry was asleep. His mind was accepting what was happening to his body so easily because I was playing subliminal tapes that Barbara had gotten me from a psychologist friend of hers on dealing with acceptance of one's role in life as a woman. I'm telling you, it was beautiful. He never knew what hit him. He became more feminine every day and loved every minute of it. He really didn't have a choice. For all intents, Tom was gone forever, replaced by Terry. So it was no problem to get him to go to an electrologist and get his nasty old beard removed completely and get his eyebrows shaped. He even let her do his bikini line and his hands. By this time, she was going to the beauty parlor and we had 2 holes pierced in each ear and permanent eyeliner done. She loves studs in the top and dangles in the bottoms. Now she's had permanent eyebrows and lip liner done. Tommy ain't coming home. In fact, he loved his new body so much, he even wanted to make it more feminine, and Barbara sent us to a plastic surgeon. And we had his waist and tummy reduced a couple more inches with liposuction, and had it pumped into his hips and thighs to widen them, and had his Adam's apple shaved and a tiny bit of rhinoplasty at the same time. She smoothed the way by telling him that Terry was one of her pre-ops, I didn't tell him about that little adjustment beforehand. The tapes made him do girl workouts, so he will have a nice tight butt and firm bod, and he is now a perfect 10 with measurements of 34C, 26-36, and does she ever fill a pair of shorts, jeans, or a straight skirt? By then, we couldn't even begin to produce a reasonable facsimile of Tom, so he just had to disappear. We toyed with killing him, but that would have killed the business too. So we just went the usual marital route and got divorced, leaving Tom to disappear and Terry to surface as his sister. The only way I could explain Tom's absence was finally to tell everyone that we were divorced, and it didn't look like we would be getting back together. Of course, we have found other ways to get together. Everyone has seemed to accept this now, including me. My conscience did have a twinge or two, but when I realized how much he was enjoying becoming a girl, I stopped chiding myself, started being happy for him, and just accepted his fate. Maybe he was really meant to be a girl. Terry really is very pretty. Now everybody in the neighborhood knows that I live with Tom's sister, Terry. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story and show your support on Patreon.